This is Jennifer Ritter Guidry, and I'm listening to the Zydeco Stomp with Herman Fuselier on KRVS 88.7 FM Radio, Acadie.
Chante, Herman, chante.
Get past the people, get past the hitmen. Get on down. I want to get on the good foot.
Thank you.
get on the good footing. On the good footing.
Godfather, James Brown. Godfather of Soul, one of his many signature tunes, Get on the Good Foot. And before that, we heard from a guy influenced by James Brown and so many others, Buckwheat Zydeco, the Grammy winner, the Emmy winner, Hard to Stop, name of that tune, and Corey Ledet with That Girl Wanna Dance. And it's perfect timing because we're playing a little Godfather and some special guests in the studio to tell us about an upcoming show all about James Brown. Want to welcome Jackie Lyle and Vicky Chrisman to the Zydeco Stomp. What you say,
hey,
guys?
Herman. Good. When great day out there.
Yeah, when that song was playing, I heard all kind of noise over there. Were your feet moving or what was going
on? I was trying to get on the good foot.
Hey, well, sounds like you were doing a pretty good job. But y'all came to tell us about, and I mentioned it before on the program, but the big show, October 17th, James Brown. Well, you give us the title and all the details.
James Brown, Get on the Good Foot.
Yes, indeed.
A celebration in dance. And it's a production that's being launched in Lafayette by the Apollo Theater. And PASA will be presenting that first public show on October 17th. And it's going to be a 75-minute show celebrating James Brown's musical and dance influence around the world, as well as his important role in the civil rights movement.
Yes.
And his effect on our society today.
Right, no doubt about it. What, 50 plus years he affected in so many ways, but just musically and dance, had dance moves all his own. So we'll get to see all that right here in Lafayette.
Right.
Well, starting off right here in Lafayette.
So
cool.
People are asking, what's it going to be like?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
It's not going to be like a dance review.
Yeah.
We have some of the best choreographers in the world. Otis Salid is the artistic director for the project, and he conceived this. Some people know his name because he conceived the Broadway hit Smokey Joe's Cafe, and some people know him from his work with Stevie Wonder and India Arie, and as well as he wrote the theme song for a Showtime at the Apollo.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
So this was Otis's idea, and he's pulled together some of the best choreographers in the world. So we have a choreographer from Burkina Faso. We have Ron K. Brown, who is probably the most important modern dance choreographer today, young man. In fact, has performed in Lafayette with his company, Evidence Dance Company. Tang Dao from Vietnam. Akasha Dedra from the UK, but who is a classical Indian dancer.
Hmm.
And all of this comes together in a storyline that's going to be told by a hip-hop dancer and a tap dancer.
Wow.
The tap dancer is Derek Grant. Derek originated one of the main roles in the Broadway hit Bring On the Noise, Bring On the Funk.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's pretty much it. But, you know, you mentioned all the other stuff. There will be so many activities for people to take part in.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking for people who will want to be involved just from the standpoint of being part of an activity. And I'm also looking for people who are interested in being production assistants.
Oh, okay.
If someone is interested in being a production assistant in the area of music media, in the area of lighting, in the area of choreography, because Otis is going to need some production assistance.
Okay.
This is a great opportunity to put a very important resume builder on a person's resume.
Yes.
So if someone's interested, they could call me at 781-1273.
Okay.
Or find me on Facebook and message me. My name is Jackie Lyle, JACKIELYLE.
Yes.
And probably if people don't find me that way, if they left a message with Vicky for me at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, 233-7060,
okay,
that we can hook up.
Great, great. We're talking with Jackie Lyle and Vicky Christman about the upcoming show, James Brown, Get on the Good Foot, October 17th, right here in Lafayette. And I want to underscore this partnership with the Apollo Theater, because when it comes to the Apollo Theater, all the rhythm and blues artists I play here on the Zydeco Stomp, they've all gone through the Apollo Theater, kind of a mecca of rhythm and blues. James Brown, so many got their start there, had tremendous shows, and still such a legendary place. But just for Lafayette to have that partnership, that's tremendous.
And the Apollo had a huge relationship with James Brown. He performed there more than 200 times.
Wow.
And when he passed away, his wake was at the Apollo. But, you know, we have history with James Brown here,
mm-hmm.
because Dwight Duga at Channel 10 was telling me that his dad used to bring him and his siblings to see James Brown at the Sports Center on University Avenue, right?
Really?
At the top of the underpass.
Yeah, I used to go to wrestling matches over there.
I know,
there.
Well, he said they went to the wrestling matches and to see James Brown there.
Okay.
I know that James Brown performed at the Hyman Center when it was still the Lafayette Municipal Auditorium.
Yeah, I was there for
the
one
70s.
Of those shows. Yeah, I was pretty young at the time.
But also, James Brown boycotted a lot of venues that were not racially desegregated.
Interesting.
If venues didn't welcome other black artists, James Brown oftentimes skipped him. He performed a lot in Baton Rouge at the Lincoln Theater that's being remodeled right now.
Mm-hmm. And classic place. Yeah.
Come back up. Yeah, so he's been around these parts more than once.
Yeah,
that's kind of fun to revisit that.
Absolutely, and I can remember, real young at the time, but even Blackham Coliseum, I was so just a sea of people. I mean, people hanging from the rafters. He's just such a popular artist at that time. In later years, I think a show at the Hilton and a few others. In Opelousas is my hometown. Is an old club, Bradford's White Eagle, where he and Sam Cooke and Otis and Aretha, so many came through there. So a lot of history here. that's all right. It was PG-13, the Zydeco Stomp. So Vicky Christman, what's going on? We want you to say a little bit as the new director of PASA. Just tell people a little of what PASA is, and y'all always bringing great shows to Lafayette.
Absolutely. For over 24 years, PASA has been bringing some incredible performances to the Hyman Center and to other venues in Lafayette and around the area,
mm-hmm.
including dance. That is something that has been a strong focus for PASA throughout all the years. Jackie's legacy of bringing some of the world's best dance companies to our community is significant in the outreach and the cultural initiatives that she's introduced. And we're really thrilled that this particular performance is part of our PASA Main Stage series this
mm-hmm.
year. In fact, it is the kickoff performance.
Great.
For our series this year. We've got five performances, and the James Brown Get on the Good Foot will be followed by a quartet, Sweet Plantain, an Irish Christmas in December with Danu, the Broadway Boys, and Pat Metheny Unity Group. A little jazz at the end of the season.
And speaking of dance,
mm-hmm.
the core ensemble for James Brown Get on the Good Foot is Philadanko.
Okay.
People saw them here probably in the early 2000s.
I remember that name.
Performing, and they will probably remember the butt dance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
but that's the core ensemble. So we have great dancers, and their artistic director and founder, Joan Meyer Brown, just received the National Medal in the Arts, along with Ernest Gaines and Alan Toussaint and Tony Kushner from Louisiana.
Yes.
So that is another group that's here, just an exceptional artistic collection of people.
Yeah.
It'll be so much fun.
Wow. I'm definitely looking forward to it. What a way to kick off the season with PASA. And you mentioned ways for people to get involved. Now, how about tickets? Are they on sale yet, or where does that stand?
Single tickets are not on sale yet, but
okay.
they are on sale as part of our season package. So
gotcha.
Anyone interested in the whole five sets of tickets can call the Hyman Center and buy the set.
Okay.
Single tickets will go on sale in a few weeks.
All right. In a few weeks, we definitely look forward to that. So Jackie Lyle and Vicky Christman visiting with us, talking about the show. Anything else y'all want to add, guys?
Well, there'll be a lot of activities in the community,
mm-hmm.
master classes, workshops. There'll be a workshop for lighting designers. There'll be a workshop for costumers. And I'll come back on maybe in September. You'll have me back,
yes.
or as we get closer to
Absolutely.
The date,
yes.
for people to take advantage of these resources. I know I'm seizing the moment to learn as much as I can from this collection of extraordinary knowledge keepers.
Yes.
And we want to share that with everyone else. And the good news is, if all goes well with this, the Apollo will be back with another project.
Awesome.
So hope people look forward to it and come out to play with us.
Sounds good. Is there a website or anywhere people can go for more information or just check things out?
If you go to the Apollo's website,
okay,
or Google James Brown Get on the Good Foot,
okay,
Apollo Theater, you'll get a lot of information.
Great.
There'll be more coming on our local website.
Okay.
And season information is on the PASAonline.org website.
Okay. Be sure to check that out October 17th. I'm looking forward to it. Jackie and Vicky, you guys will have to come back as we get a little closer. We'll have more details to share with people, but things are well in place now and well on their way.
Absolutely.
Good deal, good deal. Well, thanks so much for visiting with us here on the Zydeco Stomp on KRVS. As we continue with more music, little Keith Frank.
Whoa. I wanna dedicate this song to those who have loved and lost, never to find a love, those who have paid the cost. I wanna dedicate this song to those who have loved and lost, never to find a love.
Hi, this is the Zydeco boss, Keith Frank, and you're locked into the Zydeco Stomp with my man Herman Fuseler on 88.7 KRVS. Yeah, toi!
Frank says, stop trying to be me. If I was you, I'd hate me too. That's what Keith Frank said. Don't worry about them haters. Keith Frank and the Swallow Zydeco Band. Look out, Zydeco article. Got both hands up. on this Saturday afternoon. 20-plus years and still going strong. Of course, part of the ABC's Zydeco, along with the Ardoins, the Broussards, the Carriers, the Chavises, Chenier's, Delafosses. You get to the Fs, you got to talk about the Franks. Keith Frank and the Swallows Zydeco Band. Creole music goes back to the 1800s in his family, and he's keeping it alive. Always a steady career and always doing some good stuff, reinventing himself, and a hot one on that one. It's been out for a while now, but people still digging Haters from the Love, Feared, and Respected CD, Keith Frank and the Swallows Zydeco Band. And Keith can do swing out. That's on the CD, it calls the band LA 26, featuring Keith Frank, but we know it's Keith Frank and his family band on the Soulwood record label, the family label, Loved and Lost from a few years ago. Good swing out number from Keith Frank and the Swallows Zydeco Band. And of course, we started off with the Godfather of Soul, James Brown, 800 songs in his repertoire, well over 100 made the Billboard R&B charts, even 90 plus made the Billboard Hot 100 singles, an entrepreneur, a civil rights activist. Did so much in his career, toured 300-plus days a year, such a dynamic performer, he could lose as much as 10 pounds on stage during one performance. The Godfather himself, James Brown. And thanks one more time to Jackie Lyle and Vicky Chrisman to give us all the details on that upcoming show, October 17th. Get on the Good Foot, a dance celebration of James Brown, October 17th, right at the Hyman Center. You know yours truly is going to be there screaming like a little girl, looking forward to that one, that tribute to James Brown. And they'll be back to give us more information on that in the coming weeks. Can't forget to give a shout out to the Zydeco Undertaker, Eugene Saunier. He dropped me an email, zydecostomp@gmail.com. He says the funerals are finished. Now he's going fishing in Cameron. So go ahead on, Eugene Saunier. And yes, indeed, it's good to be above ground and fishing and jamming to the Zydeco Stomp on a Saturday afternoon. Good to hear from you. So whether you're going fishing or barbecuing or cleaning the house, it's you and me till three. The best in Zydeco blues and old school R&B right here on the Zydeco Stomp, KRVS 88.7 FM and online worldwide, krvs.org. Speaking of Keith Frank, he's got his big celebration coming up. It's the second annual Creole Renaissance Festival. That's the Saturday before Labor Day. That's Saturday, August 31st, about 2 weeks from now. It takes place in Opelousas at the Yambalee Building. And of course, Keith Frank is on the bill. Chris Ardoin, Brian Jack, Dexter Ardoin, Andre Theory, and Rusty Matoya. Good lineup for the Creole Renaissance Festival, a couple of Saturdays from now in Opelousas at the Yambalee Building. And for more information, you can look it up on Facebook, or there is a website, CreoleRenaissance.com. You know, I got to do another one by the Godfather from 1967. His number one song, Baby, I'm in a Cold Sweat.
I don't care.
Clyde Stubblefield on drums.
About your past.
With some of that funky drumming.
I don't care, darling, about your thoughts. I just want to satisfy your faults. Oh, when you kiss me, when you miss me, hold my hand, make me understand. I wake up in a cold sweat. Oh, your wants, I just wanna tell you about your do's and don'ts. I don't care about the way you treat me, darling. I just want to understand me, honey. Kiss me, darling, and you miss me. You hold me tight.
This is Lil Nathan with Lil Nathan and the Zydeco Big Timers, and you're listening to the Zydeco Stump with Herman Fugerly on KRVS 88.7 FM. Do it!
There's a sensation, follow Nathan. So all you other players, quit eating. There's a sensation, follow me then. Quit trying to hit me up with allegations.
She got that goody goody, and the way she put it down, I swear this girl makes me weep. She got that goody goody.
Oh, Ça ici c'est Horace Trahan. Vous autres pouvez écouter un de mes bons amis, Mr. Herman Fuselier, sur le Zydeco Stomp Program sur KRVS 88.7 FM.
Another message from the Prophet Trahan. Horace Trahan from that fabulous Keep Walking CD and the 15 original songs like Same Knife, Cut the Sheep, Cut the Goat, Monsieur Bernard, and that's another one. When Love Takes Over Makes You Feel So Fine. Horace Trahan and the Austin Express. All the listeners in the New Orleans area, Horace will be your way this coming Thursday. Rockin' Bowl, he'll be rocking the house. Horace Trahan and Austin Express. And then next Sunday, Whiskey River Landing in Henderson. Go out and check him out when you can. Always good stuff from Horace Trahan and the Austin Jackson Express. And before that, good stuff always from the Zydeco Soul Child from Lautel, Louisiana, Leon Chavis and the Zydeco Flames. He's got a great single out. Went back to the 1950s and resurrected an old Frankie Lyman number talking about that girl with that goody-goody. Good stuff from Leon Chavis. And we also heard from Lil Nate and the Zydeco Big Timers. Lil Nate's still doing it big. Epidemic was the name of that one. He borrowed a little bit from Michael Jackson on that Deceived, Degraded, But Not Destroyed CD. Came out a few years ago on the family's label, Cha-Cha Records. And don't forget, by November sometimes, we should have something new by Lil Nate and the Zydeco Big Timers. Liner notes written by yours truly. And probably within the next few weeks, new stuff from his dad, Big Nate, leader of Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas. Been performing since 1985. Guess it's been about 5 or 6 years since the new Nathan CD, but also good stuff on that one. Liner notes written by yours truly, Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas. We look forward to that coming out. And good rhythm and blues earlier from one of the legends, the all-time great voices, Sam Cooke. That's Where Is That, taken from the CD, The Man and His Music, and another one from The Godfather, James Brown, with Clyde Stubblefield doing that funky drumming in the background. I Break Out in a Cold Sweat, number one song from 1967. Hope you're able to tune in this morning when John Broussard was doing Zydeco on Passelet. He had Lil Nate in the studio along with Dr. Mark DeWitt from right here in UL talking about the beginning button accordion classes Lil Nate will be teaching. They start not this coming Monday, but the next. Beginning button accordion, part of the School of Music. Corey Ledet taught that class the last couple of semesters, but he can't do it. He's busy this semester, so Lil Nate will take over. And if you want to learn how to play the accordion, you can learn from one of the best. You don't have to be a UL student. You can enroll in this class. And also, Brazos Huval from Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys is doing a beginning Cajun fiddle class. So for more information on both those classes with Brazos and Lil Nate, call 482-6729. That's 482-6729. Let's get back to more music on the Zydeco Stomp. Uh-oh.
Tina-na.
It's in the kiss of Dairy Queen. It's slow drag time. On the Zydeco Stomp with Lil Wayne and same old two step. Shantae, Lil Wayne, Shantae.
With a married woman. I'm afraid. I'm gonna be in trouble. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee, baby. Honey, this is what you do to me, Lord.
Yeah.
Oui, baby. Honey, that's up what you do to me.
Oh, you don't know what you do to me, pretty baby. Got me T99 on this Saturday afternoon.
Oh, don't start no mess up in here, Herman Fuselier.
I ain't starting no mess. I'm just slow dragging with you on this Saturday afternoon. What do you want with his love? You already got mine. Come on, Gino.